Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Time now for the Here and Now DJ sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Dance, little DJ, come on.
Trucking, got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking like the doodah man. Together, more or less in line. Just keep trucking on, on, on.
And today, it's a Grateful Dead edition as the band celebrates 50 years since its start in the Bay Area in California. David Gans hosts the Grateful Dead Hour, which airs across the country. And this weekend, he's hosting the Grateful Dead Marathon, 16 hours of Grateful Dead and Dead-inspired music. He also hosts Dead to the World on KPFA in Berkeley, and he's with us now. David, welcome, and I'm glad you have a lot of shows.
I do. I have managed to make something of a living doing Grateful Dead radio for 30 years now. This is actually, next month celebrates my 30th anniversary of my first broadcast. And I never planned to do any of it. It all just kind of happened.
Well, and you've got some very unique recordings for us that you wanted us to hear. Some, like this one, have not even been released. This is Cassidy, and it's from a Grateful Dead concert in Bakersfield, California, from January of 1978. David, tell us about that recording.
Well, what I'm doing here is playing several complete concerts that are unreleased. This is one of the things about Grateful Dead music, is that the Dead played more than 2,000 concerts, and each one of them was different. You know, they weren't a band that went out with a fixed set list and performed the same show over and over again on tour. And that's one of the reasons they attracted and retained such a huge audience, was that every show was different, and people kept wanting to come back and hear what they were going to do next time. And they also established a habit very early on in their history of recording their shows so they could listen back to what they did and critique their performances. Another one of those things about the Dead is they were different bands over the course of the years. They started out as kind of a Rolling Stones cover band in 1965 and turned into this kind of feral, psychedelic, improvisational thing in 67 and 68, and then sort of got the acoustic guitars back out and started moving toward a more of an Americana folk rock direction in the early 70s. And then by the late 70s had turned into kind of an arena rock band with an organ player and stuff. And so, you know, the Dead have been many different bands, and I think that also is one of the keys to their success, is that they kept themselves interested over the years by expanding their musical horizons, and that in turn kept all of us in the audience interested.
Well, let's hear one from the early 70s. This is Chinatown Shuffle. This is from a Grateful Dead performance at the Academy of Music in New York City in March of 1972.
Take it, you can have it. What I got, baby, I can't hold. And if you find a secret, tell me how to build a boat. And I can't handle your problem. Please don't try to handle mine. Get yourself a shotgun, a pocket full of shells, and we can find a way to time. Get it right, do it nice. And if you make a mistake, you're gonna pay for it twice. If you need it, got to have it. I get myself a shotgun, I bring it back. Whoa, look up the wall. You know you gotta crawl before you start calling me. You're ready to fall. If you fall in my direction, don't expect no help at all.
David, tell us about this one.
That was Pigpen, the legendary Ron McKernan, who unfortunately passed away in 1973 at the age of 27. He was really the leader of the band in the early days of the Grateful Dead. He was a blues man, the son of a blues DJ, and really kind of lived that life. And he was a different kind of guy from the rest of the Grateful Dead. He was a drinker while all the rest of them were acid heads. But Jerry Garcia said that Pigpen really was the best musician in the band in those early days. He was a stunning performer. I never got to see him live, but man, you listen to some of those tapes of him, and he really, really knew how to hold a crowd and get people fired up. So that's one of the shorter songs of his that he introduced. I think it was just introduced pretty fresh in 1972 there, which was the last year of his performance. These shows at the Academy of Music were just before the Dead went to Europe for their legendary Europe 72 tour. And he was sort of on his last legs as a performer, but still had tremendous power, as you can hear.
When you say shorter songs, I think of Grateful Dead songs as being pretty long generally. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
So what are we talking about when we say short?
Well, that one's there, like just a song with verses and a solo and stuff. It didn't even have a bridge, so that's probably about 3.5 minutes. But, you know, what Pigpen did was kind of classic R&B, getting the crowd all roused up, and had this kind of lascivious quality to him at his peak. But the rest of the band were doing this exploratory music where they listened to each other and followed one another around musical improvisation. So they would start with a structure, but then they'd get to a point where they just started playing variations on this theme, and they would go off and explore and jam, and it could go on again for half an hour if they were really into it.
Speaking of going off and exploring, some of the band members have gone on to form different bands, and I want to listen to a recording here featuring the Grateful Dead drummer Bill Kreutzmann and his Tripto band. This is their take on the Grateful Dead's Birdsong.
All I know is something like a bird within her sang. All I know, she sang a little while and then flew on. Tell me all that you know, I'll show you snow.
David, how do you feel about these remakes of some of the versions of the old classics?
I love them. I'm a musician, too, and I play some of these songs in my own contexts. I came to the understanding years and years ago that this music was going to outlive the human beings who made it. Hmm. And when Jerry passed away in 95, the other musicians kept going in their own contexts. Phil started doing Phil Lesh and Friends. Bob Weir had a band called Rat Dog that he played with. That sort of ended recently, but he may come back with that again. Bill Kreutzmann kind of laid low for a while, but then started working. So each of them, Mickey Hart has toured in an amazing variety of different contexts. So each of those guys is making music that sort of extends what they were doing in the Grateful Dead and doing it with different people. That Kreutzmann track we just heard was a one-off show that he did at Zodiacs in Petaluma in December. And they're just continuing to make music, and that's, to me, what this is all about, is keeping these songs alive. They were great, great songs that the Grateful Dead wrote, and that was the basis of their improvisations. And it's very gratifying to see that there are young musicians all over the country who are playing this music. There are Dead tribute bands just everywhere, and musicians just love these songs and keep playing them.
David Gans, who hosts the Grateful Dead Hour, which airs around the country, and also hosts Dead to the World, and he's going to be doing a 16-hour marathon this weekend on KPFA in Berkeley, California. David, thank you.
Thank you so much for letting me do this.
And this is Might As Well from a Grateful Dead concert in DeKalb, Illinois in 1977. As always, you can go to Spotify and check out our Here and Now Spotify playlist for the DJ sessions. Just search for NPR Here and Now on Spotify. This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. It's Here and Now.